Warning, warning! Two idiots are reading the SCP files over the intercom! Hello. Privy, welcome to Discovering SCP.
Privy, be careful.
Do you recognize where that's from?
This is not just an ordinate I do, it's from Dark Souls.
Wow, you did it! You're so knowledgeable.
But, this is not an ordinary episode of Discovering SCP, because this is a very special day.
It's the first time we're doing a good episode.
Oh, I was going to say, it's the day that... I can't quite remember the lore, but it's either the day Jesus died or the day he undied. Which one was it?
Okay, so Easter...
Is he still dead right now,
Here's the thing. Easter, right? Easter is the day he rose again. But the thing you have to remember, Christians hate when you point this out,
okay,
is they use an older calendar. I don't remember if it's like the Roman calendar or the Jewish calendar or what it is, but that's why Easter changes every year. So really, who can say? Who can say? But theoretically, it is the day Jesus rose again, if that is what you believe. Theoretically, yeah. Of course.
This guy, Jesus.
Jesus.
But,
The best part of this holiday is seeing the memes circulate every year of, like, Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
It goes, Drake, where's Jesus? Anyways, yeah, what about
Jenny laid his eggs full of chocolate.
That's true.
Today, because it's a holy holiday, I don't want to read about something as satanic as the SCP wiki, to be quite frank.
Yeah, it's a little demonic.
Its influence on the youth has got huge satanic energies. My chakras are shuddering in fear. Not very Christian, but I've got chakras as well.
My root chakra is destroyed. I'm not going to make it.
How powerful chakras do you think Jesus had?
I think Jesus' chakras were whack, right? Because he's supposed to be fully God, fully human.
Yeah.
Which never really made sense to me, honestly.
Well, it's like these two entities linked, like fused, like a fusion.
Yeah. So I feel like the chakras would be misaligned, because it's two entities sharing one body.
Does he have, like, a midpoint between the two chakra configurations, or does he have, like, both networks?
Anomalous, show me Jesus' meridians.
Give us an x-ray. You see,
show me Jesus'
chakra chart. His power depends really on whether he has, like, a misaligned...
So, presumably he would operate on...
network.
Rather than
both.
The seven chakras, he would have, like, a Trinity-based thing, yeah? It's like Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Well, that's one possibility.
But he's only the Son.
That's one theory. Some scholars are looking into that. So there's three possibilities. He has three... Instead of the standard seven, he has three extremely powerful chakra nodes. He has seven, but they're sort of misshapen, because they're, like, unconfused whether they're, like, God nodes or human nodes.
What is Jesus's...
Or, here's my personal theory... He has both sets of chakra nodes, like both God nodes and human nodes. He has 14 chakras in total.
That's a lot of chakras. What does his cursed energy look like?
Do
you think Jesus has a heavenly restriction?
Absolutely not, because how would you restrain yourself in such a way?
If anything, a heavenly freedom.
Exactly. He is the one liberated from everything.
He's fucking climbing out of the portal like Toji. Guess who's risen?
Judas and Paul. It's like the one who left the curse behind. The one who couldn't fully abandon that curse.
Let's make some offensive JJK Jesus edits, please. I would love that.
Domain
anyway.
Expansion. Thousand Year Kingdom.
Domain expansion rapture.
Legion is Jogo.
No.
It's like, Judas, give me the prison realm. I'll kill Jesus Christ. Judas is go.
We'll lock him in the tomb. Dude, the Roman guard who was supposed to guard a dead body when he saw that must have felt like such a piece of shit.
Jesus is about to, like, leave Jerusalem, and then just, like, I gotta get away before they crucify me. Like, Jesus steps up, like, yo, Jesus.
Experiences a lifetime of memories.
Yeah. It's like a transformation technique.
Who's Fine. Possessing Judas's body in this case? Is it Satan? Oh man, that's fucked. The most fucked way that could happen is if Satan possessed Mary and did that to him, like his mom. Yeah, that would go hard. And it would fit the lore of what Kenjaku did.
Wait, so he's also Yuji. He's Gojo and Yuji in this scenario.
He's Godson, but he's also secretly the Antichrist.
If you think about JJK, there's the Trinity, right? There's Gojo, there's Yuji, and I don't know, there's fucking Toji.
Yeah, the father, the son, and the...
Father is Toji. Son is Yuji.
Toji's our father, Gojo. Not a very good one.
Yeah, Yuji's the son.
I gotcha.
And Gojo's the Holy Spirit, because he's got white hair.
Well, Kenjaku's his mom and his dad.
Mm. So, it's almost like a Buddhist thing as well. Like, I said, that's the most obvious one. Like, you know, it's obviously a Buddhist thing.
I feel like that was intentional. Anyway, weren't we going to read something at some point?
Yeah, we're going to, like we were saying before we started talking about whatever the fuck we just talked about for 5 minutes.
Look, sometimes we cook and the rest of society's not ready to hear our theories about JJK.
One day, the opening bit just won't end. And that's lovely. It'll just be
the whole episode. Like, you try to leave, you keep hearing it.
Yeah. But, yeah, as I said, SCP Wiki, too satanic, too devilish, too anti-Christian. We're going to go and have a look at the back rooms again.
Yeah, it's a lot more wholesome Chungus 100.
Yeah.
How do we want to do this? Is there like a random button?
Let's have a look. All right, I assume that this looks a lot like SCP Wiki.
All right, so there's levels. So there's four levels we can choose from. There's 0, 1, 37, and 399.
It was very specific. Where are you seeing these?
I go to the library tab at the top.
Okay, so those are the... Why is it
on am I on the correct Backrooms Wiki? I'm on backrooms.fandom.com.
What the fuck are you doing?
What's the correct Backrooms Wiki?
It's in the chat.
Wiki?
I linked it to you.
Okay, so I was clearly on the wrong one.
Yeah, you're on the... You're on the fandom wiki? I don't... There's probably
That's what popped up first when I looked up Backrooms Wiki.
Well, we went on the wiki.one last time, so maybe we should go on the fandom wiki this time.
The Backrooms one, I should note, is not secure.
Let's go to the fandom wiki, then.
Hold on. On the Backrooms wiki, I have an account, though.
Well, that's a wiki.account, because it's a wiki.website.
Let's use the proper wiki. This is the way they like it.
What do you mean? What about the people on the fandom wiki?
Well, fuck them. I should have had a real wiki. See, look, if I go here, there's more than four levels. There's quite a few levels, actually. Okay.
Well, there is actually a random button on this one as well, so I'm going to press random.
So here's what's... Where's random?
It's on the sidebar.
Oh, try a random level?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a sidebar when you hover.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, where's... Oh, God. Wait, this is actually way more... I feel like there's a lot more to this than the SCP Wiki page.
You say that only because you can hover over the sidebar face. That's the only difference.
No, there's, like, more shit. Because, like, think about it this way. SCP, right? You have tails, you have articles, you have cannons, GOIs, and you have, like, OO1.
Okay,
look at all the shit they've got. Levels, unnumbered levels, entities, enigmatic entities, phenomena, objects, tails, POIs, groups, cannons, joke entries, themes...
Well, the only difference is there's more categories. Whether there's more stuff or not remains to be seen.
Can I show you? Oh, never mind. This is like kind of an article. So I'm just going to send you the one I rolled on random. Okay. And I thought it was just this part when you first opened it.
Oh, I was just looking at that one as well. Well, let's go. You've caught my interest with unnumbered levels and enigmatic entities.
Yeah, which one of those should we choose?
Let's try an unnumbered level first.
Alright, so, random level?
No, unnumbered level.
No, I know, but on the top right it'll say random level.
Well, let's just...
Actually, no, pick an unnumbered level. There's not that many. I think these are, like, 001 proposals.
Okay.
Some of them have fancy font.
You don't want to go for ones of fancy font, because that tells you that they're too up their own ass!
I like the shady gray Hephaestus. Some of these go kind of hard. Hold on. Home... There's the hub, and then there's help. Okay, some of these are clearly not unnumbered, because their names are level 998 and level 14.
Well, let's go to home. I like to look at home.
Home. That's where the heart is, you know.
Exactly.
This is actually cool as fuck. Hold on, the Backrooms Wiki kind of cooks. Hold on.
This guy.
Look, they even have a tab. The SCP doesn't have this technology. They have a tab so you can read in other languages.
Well, no, it takes you to the Chinese.
The SCP wiki could never. They'd be like, you have to put it on a fucking international wiki.
They do have that. That's a separate wiki anyway, just a link to the other wiki.
Yeah.
We do have this. Oh, no, you just didn't know about it.
Backrooms better. Sorry. We have this. It's better put together site. No, I think I'm right. I do like, though, how this one happens to be the, like, standard backrooms image. Yeah. I love the idea that every level is the same image. Well,
this is nostalgia, obviously. It was like, remember the good old days where there was just the yellow walls?
That's what it seems like this is.
Let's get into it.
All right, rating 42. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, who's this by real quick? This is by... Just because it's not SCP doesn't mean we're not going to not credit people. It's by Century's Loot, which goes hard.
Yeah. It's by them.
All right.
Whoever the fuck they are.
Why don't you read to me, reader boy?
Okay. You awakened in mono-yellow hallways, rife with the stink of old carpet and stagnant air. You walked for a long time, but found no one. Only stretch after stretch of yellow wallpaper and the ever-present humbuzz of fluorescent lights. Your feet began to ache, but you had to press on, even if only little by little, step after step. Step after step. You had to keep moving. There was no alternative. The lights on the ceiling blinked on with monotonous rhythm, high to low, high to low. A tint of amber, a second of dimness before the walls brightened, returned to yellow. You broke into a run, hoping to find any sign of progression, any indicator that you weren't just travelling in circles. You looked, but there was nothing to see. You cried, but there was no one to hear. Only the monochrome of the walls, only the apathy of the lights, only mile after mile of constructed randomness that lead nowhere. Randomness, I don't know if that's meant to be, or randomless.
Ooh, -1 point for that. Yeah, it should be random.
It was all there was. Do we have the same rating scheme for Backrooms Wiki, or does it differ?
What do you mean?
Is it the same as when we rate an SCP for a backroom?
Yeah, it's going to be the same system.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I had an awful dream.
Well, I'm not done yet. I'm not right there. It was all there was. It was all there was left. But you had to keep moving. So you had an awful dream, you say?
I had an awful dream. Then let's go to the bottom here.
Yeah, tell me about your awful dream.
I actually did have some really bad dreams, but I don't think it would be prudent to talk about them on podcast.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, you couldn't handle my twisted, fucked up mind.
I couldn't.
Yeah, I had some weird ones.
Do you want to tell? You sound like you want to talk about it.
I do, but not on podcast. Later, I'll vent to you. Hold on.
Was I in them?
Yeah, no.
Well, I was.
You're not important. You know what's funny, actually? People from the internet do pop up in my dreams a lot. Like, I'll dream I'm, like, on Discord talking to people. You have never shown up in my dreams. Not one time.
That's because the only times I show up in dreams when I'm actually in the dream.
That's a part of the deal you made with fucking Sandman.
You can't have false images of me in a dream. I don't allow it.
Yeah. No false idols.
Exactly. Well, I am a false idol, but no false idols of me.
Or maybe you're just not that important in my brain space. Have you ever considered that?
Is that true?
No, of course not. I think about Aetheral Space more than I wish I did.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah, it's bad. Do you know how fucking annoying it is to be a fan of a series that doesn't have a wiki? Or, like, anything you can really link to other than listen to me shittily read this with bad voice acting?
They're doing a TV tropes page, so...
Yeah, it's going to go hard. Anyway, you have to keep reading now. No more stalling.
But it's in a different tech. You were reading. What do you mean? You were going about how you had an awful dream.
Oh! You were doing a... I'm stupid. I thought you actually, like, kept wanting to get my dream, so I was confused. I had an awful dream. The room was dark, and for a moment you were unsure whether your eyes were open at all. Rain pounded against the rooftop, its steady ambiance nearly drawing you back into a state of
sleep. Does it rain in the back rooms?
It does now, bitch.
Okay.
The winds howling on, accompanied by a strike of thunder crashing down into the distance. Amidst the cacophony, you caught the faint breathing of your parents somewhere within the room. They snored softly, undisturbed by the rain. Around you was warm. As the faintest of outlines surfaced within your vision, you saw the cheap incandescent light dangling from the ceiling, an inverted teardrop nested within linen. To your right was the little window, covered by tan linen blinds that obstructed the light. The duvet was cozy with that cedar, homely smell that soothed your worries for a full night's rest. At some point, you became aware of the hard object digging into your side. Your hand found a smooth, cool surface, your finger sliding it out of your pocket. Lifting the duvet, you looked at the faint shape of your phone, flat and unassuming. Suddenly, the screen burst with light and you scrambled into motion, pooling the duvet over your head. Secure under the thick covers, you turned your attention to the home screen, displaying a notification for a new message.
Hey, you up?
After a moment of hesitation, you tapped on the notification, watching the phone unlock.
This is when you get a Discord message from me.
Yeah? Did you?
A wanderer! Did you really think you've escaped? Survival difficulty. I don't know what the fuck. Dieter, class see. Undetermined. I didn't even know the word classes, and now we've already got the esoteric one.
Fuck yeah.
Mysterious prophecies.
Oh, look at that image.
Unknown information. Undocumented entities. Level 686F6D65 is a warm, darkened environment possessing potent communitenebris properties. Those who find themselves in this level first awaken lying in bed, under the mistaken impression that their experiences within the back rooms were merely a dream.
What's communotenebris?
I don't know.
Is that like their anti-mimetic?
Let me have a look.
I
googled the word, the first result is this page, and there's 3 results.
That's awesome. It goes hard.
The 3 results are this page, Bilibili, and the UK Parliament.
Fuck yeah. Please continue. Did you finish reading that section?
I did, yeah.
Your heart pounded as you stared at the message, finger hovering uncertainly over the screen.
Description. These scammed me, I'm just reading SCP at this point. In the regrettable occurrence, you find yourself stranded within level 686F6D65. It is essential to grasp the gravity of the situation and respond with prompt and judicious measures.
Hold on, can I try something? I want to see if this writer is a hack or not. I'm looking up the HTML color code for this level name and seeing if it's just like backrooms yellow. Hold on. Decimal code. 686F6. Oh wait, it can't fit a D. No, no, that's just random.
Okay.
Continue.
Hack. So is what you're saying. As you read this, pay attention and maintain absolute silence. You've landed yourself in quite a sticky situation. Begin by assessing your room. It is plausible you may still be in a state of drowsiness, yet it is important to identify anomalies present in your surroundings. Keep in mind that they may not always be immediately recognizable or conspicuous.
A sudden urge besought you to check for gaps in the duvet, but that would mean moving and potentially letting them know you're there. The breathing beside you has gone eerily quiet. Perhaps you should turn around, look behind you. But you can't. I actually really like this lore of, like, you have the fucking guy who texts you. Like, you say how you survive.
Yo!
Watch out!
Look out, the tow man is here.
Well, it kind of fits the idea we talked about last time, right? Where it's like, there's survival guides and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, people who've done this. So it's like a mysterious benefactor who's like, oh,
It is funny, I think, that it gets to some point where they have, like, standardized object classes and stuff.
Hey, man.
It's like, whatever. It's an some rando who, like, got hit by a truck and woke up in another world that's the back rooms. And I get a text saying, watch out, the room you're in is clean blow class. I'm like, I'm not going to know what the fuck that means.
If I see a text that says the room I'm in is clean blow ass, my ass is staying in that room or I'm finished.
Maintain vigilance for instances of distorted or unsettling imagery, objects positioned in atypical locations, and the presence of ocular manifestations where they are incongruous or deviate from expected anatomical placements.
Your chest felt too hot and your hands too cold. It was as if a cloud of dread had enveloped your head, plunging your body into a cold sweat. Are you good?
Yeah.
You're a nosy boy. I can hear you blowing your nose over.
I wasn't blowing my nose. You're insane.
They should call you Nose Honey.
They shouldn't. Why would they call me that?
Because you keep blowing your nose.
You saying I've got a big fucking nose?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it? I hear you sniffing!
Sorry. I'm a human. I exist in a fucking meat body. What do you want from me?
Replace it with robotic implements?
You think I even tried?
Hellhound was wish fulfillment!
I just want to be a robot there.
Multiple joints ached in protest, straining from your hunched position. When have you frozen up? It hardly matters now. Instead, you focus on the cool, metal surface pressing into your palm. Your hands trembled. You gripped your phone tighter.
This is like when I wake up in the middle of the night with Discord like notifications like, hey, Tam, you up to play Helldivers? my buddy needs a friend to play Helldivers. You in?
I did that once when you were obviously awake at like noon.
During the process of observing the aforementioned anomalies, it is advised to ascertain that they do not direct their gaze towards your own presence. Worst case scenario, your bedroom window is now on your right. In that case, don't leave the bed. Your best bet is to keep pretending to be out cold.
So I can hear like your mic crackle.
That better? That better when I slam it with my hand like it's a fucking guacamole?
No, don't do that.
Is this better now?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, that's what I did. Now it's better.
Oh my god, I fixed it.
Subsequently, proceed to verify the current time by referring to a reliable timekeeping device. Should your mobile phone display daytime hours while the external atmosphere exhibits an inky blackness, refrain from engaging in any actions that may draw attention to yourself. Despite appearances, you're not alone in there. Here's to hoping we don't receive any interference, though the odds are looking too good on that one. Luck hardly falls in your favor, wouldn't you agree? You're so quick to despair. We'll figure something out, kid.
This is like your turn to die dialogue.
I'm just your friendly neighborhood policeman.
God, I miss that series. Continue.
You may perceive auditory stimuli resembling the voice of your parents within the confines of the room, Wolf. Although it may provide a sense of reassurance, it is pertinent to note that such occurrences do not bear favorable implications or outcomes, meow.
Wow, thanks for telling me. Man, this just makes me want to play it again.
Fuck. You could try sneaking to the other side of the room. This is the girl to put on her head now. Flick the light switch and pray that it's still in the same place you remember. If the light turns on, wait, this is now. I just remember this is now's voice. If the light turns on, then it'll be Chipper.
That is now. God, now dies so early.
Did she?
Makes me sad. Yeah, remember?
Did she?
Yeah. I remember, the whole bit was, all the characters you voiced kept dying, so I was doing, almost the entire cast.
Did she?
Yes! We played it's visually recorded. She's, the third person that dies, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, I guess.
You're so upset. It's like you just found out. You didn't process it when we played the game. Do you remember the one that we had to keep redoing the level because it was there was a game we had to input or something?
Yeah. Where was I? Within the context of nightmares, it's noteworthy that the functionality of illumination sources, such as lights.
No, you skipped. You skipped where you may perceive auditory.
What? Oh.
Yeah, you may perceive auditory.
No, I did. I did do that.
You could try sneaking.
You may perceive auditory stimuli resembling the voices of your parents within the confines of the room. Though it may provide a sense of reassurance, it is pertinent to note that such occurrences do not bear favorable implications or outcomes. You could try sneaking to the other side of the room, flick the light switch, and pray that it's still in the same place as you remember. The light turns on, then it'll be Chipper. That's so, of course. In the context of nightmares, it is noteworthy that the functionality of illumination sources, such as lights, is consistently impeded or non-functional. On the other
hand, here's a hard one. Can you remember? Oh, go ahead.
On the other hand, if nothing happens, then this might be exactly what it appears to be. What a shame, wouldn't it be? What an absolute shame. How come you let me die in the trial?
Jesus.
Sarah.
Do you remember the policeman's voice? Because I don't.
It was like this, right?
Yeah, something like that.
In the event, I'm just your friendly neighborhood policeman who makes inappropriate comments.
Yeah, towards Sarah.
Yeah.
We have to defend that girl. He was not trustworthy.
He wasn't a friendly neighborhood policeman.
God, I'm trying to remember all the characters now. Who else are we forgetting?
There's the ones that died near the start.
Yeah.
In the event that the latter circumstance transpires, it is advised to vacate the designated area and descend the staircase. Exercise vigilance to avoid potential accidents due to diminished illumination. Don't trip, idiot.
Thunder crashed down in the dark. You jumped, stifling a yelp into your sleeve. Beside you, the blanket stirs.
Come back to bed, dear. If I'm reaching the ground floor, disregard any disconcerted auditory stimuli originating from the ceiling. These noises may encompass a range of manifestations, including, but not limited to, unintelligible whispers or voices, groaning akin to structural strain, dripping or leaking, indicative of fluid seepage, sudden thuds suggestive of objects falling or being displaced, audible footsteps that exert an increasing proximity effect, creaking noises reminiscent of snapping bones. Upon arrival in the living room, systematically activate the light switches one after another. Message unsuccessful! Encountered error code 686FD65. Please see your network disturbator for more information. Ah, because they're so disturbed.
Oh. Gonna have to dock him another point. It should be distributor, presumably.
No, disturbator, because it's scary.
You sat paralyzed beneath the sheets, watching the throbber spin around.
Don't call it that.
Throbber.
No.
Is it throbbing right now?
I'm sorry.
Drawing in breathes felt hard.
Excuse me?
I assume it's drawing in breaths felt hard. Breathing felt hard, and it crossed your mind that the oxygen might be running out beneath the duvet. Your fingers moved to the keyboard, and you flinched at the subsequent clacking sounds. They echoed through the room, and you prayed that the rain had been loud enough to drown them out.
Help!
The sheets around you shifted. Someone is breathing. Someone is wheezing. Is that something cold blowing against your neck? You watched the throbber spin, breathing too fast but not enough. You counted seconds by heartbeats, yet the loading animation showed no sign of progress. Something is snapping, one by one. The rain whispers. Just barely too quiet for you to make out.
Inclement weather is currently present in the external environment in the form of a thunderstorm, a meteorological phenomenon characterized by heavy rain, strong gusts of wind, or a combination thereof. Yeah, I'm familiar. Inclement weather is currently present in the confines of the interior space in the form of...
You willed your limbs to move, sliding back down onto your back. Blood pounded in your ears, and you couldn't be sure if the thumping nearby could be attributed to the rainstorm, some unknown factor, or simply your own heartbeat.
Shotgun.
That got me. Despite your every instinct, you readied your hand on the phone lock, then slowly pulled the duvet away with your free hand.
It is worth exploring the enigmatic aspects of what lies within your immediate area. Direct your attention towards the space behind your current position.
See, what I like about this, I think, and it's not even that this one's necessarily a POV of, like, our perspective, but I think what frustrates me with the Foundation sometimes, and I get it, why it is the way it is for setting, is, like, the overly formal and clinical tone.
Mm.
Like, it's easier for me to get invested in a story when it's a bit more personable and thematic instead of, like, obfuscated by, like, arbitrary numbers and terms. So I think that's why I'm enjoying this more.
I was thinking about this compared to the Holders, and if this was the Holders, when they said, oh, don't pay attention to these noises, they would have had, like, if you look at the noises, the Nightmare Man will come down and take off all your skin for a billion years.
That's the Holders thing, right? Instead of letting your imagination, like, what if, they just tell you what'll happen if you ever disobey an order.
Turn left. If you turn right, you're fucked.
If you turn right, they fucking pull your big toe out and all of your bones come with it.
You should have remained alive forever.
I just love the idea behind Holders that so many people limit tested what you're allowed to do. That they have
sometimes it is just RNG.
Sometimes it's like, if this guy shows up, sorry, you're fucked. Yeah. Just good
it's
luck.
Like, how do you even know? Who told you?
The phone screen flickered, then shut with a click, leaving you alone in the dark.
In the event of the aforementioned actions failing to yield a desired outcome, it is recommended to remove any messages that elicit distress or unease, ensuring the elimination of content that could cause negative emotional responses. It is imperative to acknowledge that there exists no rational basis for trepidation, as, after all, this is your home, and there is no need to be afraid.
Oh, look at this. If you click message unsuccessful, encountered error code, it tells you who wrote it, who made the theme and the effects and stuff. That's cool.
Wow. Congrats, guys. I don't really get it, but it's cool.
I actually like this one. It's not amazing. You know, it's got spelling errors. It's you know, it doesn't have anything, like, super unique. But, like, I don't know. Just the way it presented itself and the vibe it built up, I liked it. I will give this one...
How many rooms?
8 out of 10.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use my new rating system, because you've always had a lot of fun with your rating systems. Uh-huh. So, for backrooms, there's two sets of 8 stars. Okay. 8 back stars and 8 front stars.
Okay.
So, back stars are awarded based on how spooky the concept is. Front stars okay. are on the technical side of things. So, it's concept and execution.
Okay, so, I actually like this. You did this to like be like, oh, your rating system's dumb, but I kind of fuck with this.
This is only proving my point that you are sick.
So back stars are concept, front stars are like technical.
Oh, yeah, execution.
So the I'm going to give this one.
It only proves that
I'm
you
giving
are,
this one 6 out of 8 back stars and like probably 4 front stars. I think it's fair.
I was going to say 7 back stars. And
do the star system get bonus points? You get to decide because you made it.
Sorry, you took too many stars. So no.
Oh.
So it's a completely arbitrary number of each.
Do you add the stars together for a combined rating?
Absolutely not.
So if it's 6 back stars and 4 front stars is my rating. What's yours?
I would say 5 back stars. No, 7 back stars, 4 front stars.
Okay. You like this one.
I do.
Did it remind you of your home?
Yeah, because I can't make any sounds in here, or so I'm taken to the holder's rooms.
That's what it seems like sometimes. You're always like, yeah, I love it because it's like, obviously you just have to be quiet so you don't wake up your family, but you're always like, I can't talk right now. Like, it's a hostage situation.
Like, I'm fucking hiding from someone.
Yeah. They fucking...
It's like we're the fucking mansion from Amnesia.
Yeah. Do you think... we're already 30-some minutes in. Do you think we have time for one more short one, or should we just do comments?
Let's do one more short one. Who's going to fucking care? Jesus? Not likely. He's dead.
Jesus when I don't show up to family Easter.
Jesus when he asks me if I'm his friend 3 times and I deny him each time.
Let's go to objects and try a random one.
Sure, objects.
This one's too long.
Let's find a short level.
Hold on, this one looks cracked though.
Okay.
The one I found, it's too long, but it's really cool, although it's a visual one. I'm just going to send it to you so you see it. It's a backrooms trading card game.
What?
And there is like actual mechanics. Like it's pretty thought out.
What is going on in these backrooms?
This kind of fucks. SCP Foundation could never.
We need to stop the backrooms until we can figure out what's going on.
Look at this shit, dude. It's like, it's got real rules. And like cool art.
Well,
like, this is on
there's been SCP trading card games.
Oh, has there?
Yeah.
But were they... I know there was, like, one guy that made one and then everyone...
Were they based off the back rooms? I was like, no, of course
not. No. I know one group made one and then everyone bitched about it. But have any, like, SCP heads made an SCP TCG?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, good. Show me that later, because that's cool. Alright. I wish I could like these, but I'm apparently restricted. I don't have back rooms permission.
Damn.
I don't know how to apply to the back room.
Let's find
anything.
We're gonna have a look at the entities. Entity right. 1, the humans.
Oh, should we do that one?
It's pretty long, actually.
Oh, bloody hell. Alright, let's do random entity. Alright, loading random entity. Okay, I found one that's pretty short.
Okay.
Entity 30, look at this. Oh no! This page has been flagged for vandalism!
No!
Well, hold on. Is that just part of the article, or is that real?
It's part of the article.
Okay. I'm not an idiot!
Yeah, are you moderator Bunny Girl 55? Is that your reason?
Well, no. I didn't see that part.
It is discovering the backrooms of Tanany and Bunny Girl 55.
Hold on, if you click Bunny Girl...
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't lead anywhere.
They just made it...
Although, funnily enough, once you click it once, you can't click it again.
Yeah, I know what it's they did bad. Here. I know what they did here. They made that collapsible with nothing inside it. It's just like, it becomes something you can click. I know their fucking tricks.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Are you a fucking expert now?
Well, you mean it's Wiki.
So apparently the backrooms is... This is years. The MEG records. What's the MEG? I kind of want to make a wiki dot or a backrooms. I want to be a backrooms head.
Okay.
I don't know. This seems cracked. Can we change? Can we discover backrooms?
Absolutely not. Hello, my great buddy girl 55. This page has been flagged for vandalism. Please review the contents of the page and confirm the reports. The MEG, bettering humanity. Make evil gone.
So presumably these MEG records, that's why they have the class. It's not like your average backrooms head gets okay. these.
NCID 30 habitats level 1.5. Why is there a 0.5? Why can't it just be level 2?
Hey, IETS
0A. Class anthropoid. It looks like a vampire.
So presumably UNQ is unique. Oh, when you hover, it says. And then BNV is benevolent.
Wow. Description. Entity 30, colloquially referred to as
Mother.
It's a mysterious entity. It seems to inhabit
the core of level 1.5.
Jim Crack sends the back rooms.
No! He would be in the back rooms.
Currently, there is no physical description attributed to the entity, who is instead described only for abstract feelings and sensations. For example, she's often compared to a
gentle, calming presence
in the air.
Your mic's all fucky again.
How about?
I don't know. Zach?
No, his shit, been there.
Yep, you're good.
I just smacked it again. There's little to no confirmed information about Mother available, save for the account of a wanderer known by the alias of Chaos Raider 98.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's me.
Hey guys, we're back in the back rooms today. Today we're going to be looking for Mother.
Today, what would your back rooms name be?
Well, there's a lot.
Probably be like Shonen Lover 95.
I don't know, I want to be cool. I'd be like, Judge of Virtue.
Judge of Virtue? Yeah. You're not getting that username.
Well, he's going to fucking send me now.
Well, whoever made Judge of Virtue before you.
Well, I'll fucking send him to level 12 where he fucking gets turned into cheese or whatever.
Get graded. Anyway, continue.
Supposedly, he had accidentally discovered a home and recorded his exploration through logs before
he was finally saved by Mother.
It is thus theorized corrupted.
Mother is good.
Acts of efforts are underway to
disobey Mother, but Mother is pure love.
If corrupted or discovered in any database entries, it is imperative to
embrace Mother's love
immediately.
Wow, this Mother girl sounds pretty nice.
Behaviors. Mother has shown to be a highly intelligent and
kind
being.
Is that your mom voice?
No, this is me talking about Mother. Often attempting to
save
wanderers with corrupted about herself and the level she resides in. According to Chaos Raider 98's logs, Mother speaks in a calm and caring tone when communicating with her
children.
Corrupted, her voice has been described as
soft, gentle, and soothing.
The entity guides wanderers deep into her home before sharing her love with them. She has also been described to play hide and seek with her children before they reach home. She has proven to be a good mother. Do's and don'ts. Don'ts. Avoid any potential entrances to home, such as windows. Corrupted. Mother seems to be improving her love over time, allowing her to spread joy through the database more lovingly.
Oh no.
Do. Enter level 1.5 and attempt to contact/interact with individuals such as Chaos Raider 98, Agent Jones, and Cookie Cutter 45. All children of Mother are completely saved and don't need to be rescued.
Oh, new backdoor message.
Oh, it's an offset. Oh, we've been
it's
hacked.
A fucking format screw, bitch. We've been welcome.
Hacked. This was meant to be short.
We're in it now, motherfucker. Welcome to the back rooms. That's how they do things here. You're not ready for this. They've like never done this in SCP before.
They do this every article. What are you talking about?
It's the standard. If you make a normal article with no format screw, they kill you.
They kill you. They send you to the back rooms working. So
all right. Do you want to be Bunny Girl or Silly Leaf?
I'll be Silly Leaf. I'm quite silly.
I'm a bunny girl.
Yeah. We already established that your username is bunnygirl55, so...
Hey, Leafy, we need to talk.
I've got a question first. This is the backrooms number one chatting forum. It doesn't sound too bad, to be honest, to be stuck in the backrooms. You have all the amenities, apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty
dope.
You've
got the internet. You've got fucking juice or whatever.
Okay, you say that like SCPs aren't like, I use my fucking Giga Reality radio to go on MySpace.
But the conceit of SCP is not that I've been teleported to the hellish SCP dimension for eternity.
There are so many hell dimensions in SCP.
Yeah, but when I'm in the hell dimension, I'm suffering. I've not got the internet.
Oh, please. Continue. I think you just... I think what this is, right, is I adore this because this is new to me. I don't know all the fucking GOIs yet, and you hate it because you see it as a copy of SCP.
Well, it is. But...
I mean, I guess, but only in the sense that they both have suffered from too much expansion.
What's up,
What's up, brother? You know about... You know about the issue with the MEG computers getting corrupted? The thing that crashed at least five PCs?
We got at least five PCs. Where are we getting the PCs? Yeah, what about them? From floor 500 where it's made of computers?
So what I'm guessing... Here's my theory, and I don't know, because I don't know the backrooms. I'm guessing MEG and shit like this exists outside the backrooms. These are the people who have made it, so to speak. And they're trying to guide other people out of the backrooms. So they gather information and send texts and stuff. Do we keep getting spam bots on our Discord server? I keep seeing, like,
I don't know.
All our chats have messages, but they're deleted. Maybe we'll
talk about it later.
Oh, man. Okay, whatever. Keep going.
Yeah, what about them?
It's because of Entity 30, Mother. She's been spreading good words about herself and her peaceful home. The entry we recently published about her got fixed by her, too. It's the fifth time we reverted it this week. Nothing too serious, at least.
You're still talking?
Wait, what? That's exactly what I meant to say!
You're not being funny, pretending to be possessed by that lovely entity. Bad prank. Wait, I didn't type that. The fuck? Are we being saved?
I knew nothing was wrong! Someone is toying with us! I'm not pranking you, it must be her! These messages are exactly like those I've seen in her fixed entry!
Shit, I didn't know she was able to correct ongoing conversations. I thought she was able to improve already written things. This isn't bad.
I kind of love it, it's like a great troll entity. This is funny, this is a good bit. I shouldn't report this to a base. This doesn't sound like something worth being brought up. I can't imagine what other things she'll do if she's able to do this.
Got it. We can't continue this here. We should instead accept Mother's love and go to her.
You're right. See you in Mother's home. What a bummer.
They're just so mildly annoyed. And then Silly Leaf 21 and Bunny Girl 55 left the room.
You have a note here.
Yeah, there's a conversation. I don't know who's who though.
Oh, okay. I'll be the first one, you be the second one.
Okay.
Sorry if it took me a while to get here. The trip was long. Going from level 4 to level 1 isn't the easiest task.
It's fine, don't worry. We should be able to talk safely like this. I did not expect Mother to be able to tamper with public conversations of all things. I know she's able to alter her entry messages, but ongoing conversations? This is bad. It's much worse than what we initially knew.
I was scared. Thankfully, she didn't do anything bad to our phones. Is this truly the first time she corrupted text from an ongoing conversation? I barely knew about the issue since my team's full of newbies.
Yeah, usually just corrupt static messages and things that have already been written. The entity handling department is going to have a terrible day after I show our conversation to them. At least our device is unscathed again.
She's getting far too dangerous. We'll have to encounter wanderers to use all sorts of protections and precautions. We'll have to encourage wanderers to use all sorts of protections and precautions to keep her out of their devices. We don't want people being fooled and dying. She's evolving as time passes by and is getting slowly better at corrupting shit. I don't want to imagine how good she'll become at this in a few more months. So I think this supports my theory. I think it's like, these are people who've been through this shit. So like we talked about with the guides, they're trying to like leave info for people who get stuck back here. Which is kind of a cool idea, in theory.
Well said, Bun. It's extremely concerning.
Look, I have the uncorrupted version of Mother's new entity article for review on my PC. The entity handling department was working on a way to secure it for Mother for a while, and it seems like they figured out a promising attempt for it. Do you want to see it, since we're on topic?
Sure thing. How did they attempt to secure it, by the way?
Oh, this is about to corrupt them, isn't it? Password encryption. Pretty smart, huh? They're testing if the entity can break through it.
Is a password?
Wow.
Wow.
They will keep the altered article up and link this draft somewhere as a way to keep the entity calm. I'm not sure if it'll work when it's going to be published, but we just gotta hope.
That's a genius idea.
I know, right? Oh, they said it out loud, the fools. Here it is, by the way. The password is anti-mother. It's just a temporary one for now. I'll be adding what we discovered to the draft in a bit. Insert credentials. All right, type anti-mother.
I've been scammed.
This is awesome. I genuinely feel like I'm going on an adventure right now. Although this is long.
Yeah, this is meant to be a short episode. Maybe we pick it up next time. Yeah.
Should we pick it up next time? Yeah, sure. Please pick it up next time. Promise?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try and get my backrooms account approved by then so I can upvote. Oh, this is good. I'm having fun. I think what it is, truly, I don't think it's backrooms good, SCP bad for me. I think it's... The novelty. A big part of SCP's draw is the novelty, yeah. So once you fucking explored every GOI, it's gone, right? And I think that's what it is for backrooms. I'm sure once we've read, like... Well, I know we're not going to do this in the future, but, like, I feel like if I were to read enough of it, I'd have the same issue. But right now, it feels, like, fresh and fun for me. I'm, like, curious about what everything is and figuring it out again. It's nice. It reminds me of when we first started the podcast.
When you were so young.
Yeah. And now it's just like, oh, the Foundation's killing innocents again? Okay.
Good.
Oh, the Sarkics are flesh freaks? Got it. I'm like an SCP doomer.
Yeah, you've been like this for like 100 episodes.
I know. Which is a shame, because I think actually that the SCP Wiki has good writing. I think it's just like... I think what I need is a short break from it. Like where we explore other mediums, so then I can come back to SCP fresh. But I'm not going to make you do like 8 Backrooms episodes or whatever. We can find ways to... I don't know. What do you think? I'm not going to make you do that.
No, I think you're about right.
Yeah, just give ourselves a little bit of a respite, so to speak. All right, well, for now we have some comments to read, don't we?
Absolutely we do. I hope we do. I hope these fuckers comment too, because that's the only part of the fucking contract that they need to abide by.
The social contract?
Exactly. I post the content, you post the comments, and it becomes content. You understand?
And then we don't have to think as hard.
You're making me think. Look at this. There's thoughts going through my veins right now. That's what blood should be doing.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Harbinger the Sixth says, "It is done. Can't wait to see what you cover next." Oh, by the way, have you perchance happened to witness that thing someone made that doesn't exist based upon something else that doesn't exist? There is no Anti-Memex Division Episode 1. I've seen this around.
I did see it
around,
saw Sherm.
I want to watch that with you, Tan. I think it'll be fun. I fucking love Anti-Memex Division. I adore Quantum's writing, and Sherm's been promoting it, and I like Sherm a lot, so I really want to see this.
Yeah, well, we should check it out.
I also saw there was already a Marion Wheeler fan cam, which was pretty awesome. Ah, oh, man. Could you imagine if there was ever a Tanhony SCP fan cam?
Oh,
Bobble fan cam? There's got to be a Bobble fan cam out there somewhere. Shythalia says, "Hey, it's done." iChill403 says, "Yippee, Mr. Rounder, great pod. Make sure to put enrichment in Mr. House's closure. You don't want him getting bored, smile." That's what they sound like, by the way.
Yeah.
MT2 says, "0511 when he is being mind controlled. I watch Family Guy unironically. There's nothing in here to control. Also excited for ReZero Season 3.
Yeah,
me too. When is that dropping? I've heard about it forever now. October. When's it actually dropping? October, your birthday?
I don't know, but in the month of October.
The whole month is your birthday.
Exactly, I'm going to get sent to ReZero World.
Do you realize you're almost 30 now?
I do realize, I'm painfully aware.
Can I say how old you're about to turn? Is that private?
Well, you pretty much said it.
No, you're not 30 yet.
29. Oh, I will be 29.
How do you feel about that?
Bad.
I had a conversation the other day with a client that would have murdered you, but okay. I won't repeat it to save you. It was pretty bad, though. Gayhald Mills says, "The end of Amoni Ram, and with the author in the episode? Hell yes!" And then lastly, Pandaman Meme says, "It's such a treat to see an episode drop on my birthday, and I'm considering it the first gift I received today. Aw, happy birthday. Great to see a guest again. Glad to hear that while Tanhony was eating deer meat in a cave, Darnell was DMing SCP authors to be on the podcast." Actually, other way around for once. A Rounder approached me, and he was like, "Can we come on? Can I come on?" I was like, "Of course, buddy." Hmm. What were you saying, Tan?
It wasn't deer meat.
Oh, it's people meat. Now that I'm caught up here, I'm thinking of listening to Aetheral Space. Should I start from the beginning of the series or somewhere else?
Beginning.
You should start from the beginning. It is important.
Why you won't understand what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like SCP. It's a serial, so it's like a story, like beginning to end. That being said, you should definitely start from Arc 1. But I think a case could be made to start from Arc 3. I think a case could be made, but you would miss out some good context. So you should definitely start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Or you could just start with Arc 11. since everything's technically the prologue. Or Arc 12, sorry. If you think about it, Tan, you set that up for yourself. Alright. Any last comments from you? I can tell you're getting a little sleepy.
That's it for me from right now. I was going to say, hold love in your hearts. Keep your chakras properly aligned. Praise Jesus, because he did a lot for you.
Praise Jesus, he has risen.
He was a real one.
are you Christian?
No.
I'm curious.
I mean, like, I went to all Christian school, but it's like, I don't give a shit about it. I don't think I'm too cool to care.
I think the thing Christian school does most is make people talk Christian.
Yeah. Well, I know other hymns, and I wish I didn't, because...
Did you ever have to do... Did you have to...
world in his hands. You know that one?
No. That's probably a British one.
Yeah, it's not music.
Did you ever have to do sword drills?
What?
It's where they, like, it's their fancy name, but they give you a Bible verse, and you have to race to be the first to look it up and read it out loud.
No, it wasn't that Christian.
Did you have a Bible class?
No.
Whoa. All right, my school was more Christian than
yours. Yeah, you went to, like, the monastery.
Credit where credit is due, though. We did have a worldviews
raided by Vikings.
We did have a worldviews class, and we went to like different temples of different religions, and like got to learn about them, and that was kind of cool.
Mm.
Like we went to a Hindi temple or a Hinduism temple rather, where I live, and it was pretty fun.
Wow, might be fun. All
right, well, that's enough about school religious trauma.
Especially traumatic for me.
No, that one wasn't traumatic. That was actually like one of my favorite parts of going to Christian school. But just like talking about it makes me remember it, and then when I remember it, the bad things that come up in my mind. Well, did you have a similar experience, or was it not that bad for you?
It was pretty much. It was fine.
It was fine. It was just Christian themed.
Yeah, Christian lighthearted wallpaper.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.